Thank you and good morning. On May 1st, Greg Sparks officially began his tenure as Eureka's new city manager. Sparks comes to Eureka from Des Moines, Iowa, where he served as city manager for 3 years and was in charge of 415 employees with an annual budget of over $113 million. Additionally, Sparks has worked in various city government positions across the country during his 36-year career. On Friday, Sparks made his debut on Talk Shop and spoke about the challenges facing the city of Eureka, including economic development.
Got a strong retail base in the community, but timber industry obviously isn't what it had at its peak. Point to a number of other things that aren't what they had been, whether it's 10 years ago, 20 years, 30 years ago. So it seems like you really need to have some focus on some entrepreneurial type job growth and development.
Sparks went on to describe how city government and the business community can work together.
An incubator concept, I think, can have some success here in Eureka, where the city can play a role working with business and helping startup businesses get started, maybe potentially where you have some shared space and help bring those costs down to get businesses started.
Sparks replaces former city manager Bill Panos, who resigned last October after serving for 9 months. A bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro aimed at keeping more money in the city of Eureka's Humboldt Bay Harbor Fund passed through the Assembly unanimously and will now head to the State Senate. AB 1943 addresses an issue that began in the 1970s when the city of Eureka received a loan from the state during a legal battle over tidelands boundaries. The city has been paying the state back with 15% of its annual harbor funds over the past 30 years, and the city has paid back more than $1.6 million. Chesbro's bill will lower the percentage to 4% of the city's annual harbor fund, and Chesbro said in a statement it will allow the city to free up more funds to invest in the waterfront. Humboldt State University police are investigating an armed robbery at a residence hall in the early morning hours on Saturday. Two men armed with handguns confronted residents in the hall, held them at gunpoint, and demanded money and property before fleeing the scene on foot. University police don't believe that the suspects remained on campus. The first suspect is described as an adult black male in his 20s, 5'6 to 5'9 with an average build, with brown hair and brown eyes. The second suspect is described as an adult white male, 6 feet to 6'2, with a slim build, who was clean-shaven with blue eyes. Anyone with information about the robbery or the suspects is asked to contact Humboldt State Police. On May 7th, officers with the Eureka Police Department served a probation warrant at a motel room. Officers found several boxes containing precious gems and stones and collected the items for safekeeping after none of the motel room residents claimed ownership. The owner of those precious gems and stones has been identified, and their belongings were returned. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department is hosting a free seminar this morning to update business owners who hold an alcohol license. The training session is presented by the State Alcohol Control Board and covers subjects such as liabilities for the business owner, what is acceptable identification, how to refuse service, and an update on California alcohol laws. The workshop begins at 9 o'clock in the Warfinger Building in Eureka, and all a business owner needs is a copy of their ABC license. Time now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the impact tourism has on the economies of the cities and towns in Northern California and the southern coast of Oregon. Our region has the incredible benefit of being home to several wild and scenic rivers that add value. From tourist attraction to protected water supply, our wild and scenic rivers play a vital role. Where does that classification, wild and scenic, originate? It begins with federal legislation in 1968 with the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, which aims to protect selected rivers within the United States. The act recognized those rivers as being treasured for their recreation, economic, and scientific value. The National Wild and Scenic River System was created to standardize which rivers would be identified and placed into the elite category. Each year, thousands of visitors from out of the region make the trip to enjoy the natural beauty that is abundant in our area. Local officials continue their efforts to lure more visitors as tourism becomes a key component of the economic life in our communities. And that's the news on this Monday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.